That's if you heard him coughing.
Yes, but I'm fine. Yes.
We want to make sure he's good. Hello, y'all.
What's up,
y'all? Welcome to week 9 of the virtual summit, The Road to Activity. We are so excited because on tonight, today, whenever you're listening to this,
right,
we are going to be talking about our greatest triumphs.
Yeah.
And I think this is very important so that you know that last week we talked about our trials. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to talk about our triumphs and how we were able to get over some of those.
Yes.
So as you're coming in, even if you're watching a replay, make sure you put hashtag replay so that we know that you are here.
Yes.
And I think we're ready to get into it.
Yes, sure.
We're ready to get into it.
Let's do it.
I don't think we meant to match today, y'all, so no, that was not intentional.
I actually had the shirt on prior to her having the shirt on, so.
Well, here we are. Our greatest triumphs.
Is that we match? No, sure.
Yes. I think something that's really cool, though, is sometimes as we're going through dating, it doesn't seem like we're going to get beyond or get to the place of a victory. And so we have 3 triumphs that we want to share on today. And so yes, one of the first ones we want to share, you want to go to share?
Sure, I can share first. Yes. I think one of our greatest triumphs is communication. You know, we have been talking about communication, right? Communication is key, but not that we have mastered communicating. But from year 1 to year 7, as it is today, that I believe that the Lord has definitely allowed us to communicate a lot better and more effectively. Just in how we talk to one another, how we approach different things to each other. Not that we did it horribly in the beginning, but it's just become more effective, I believe, and it makes a much smoother process in being married, right? Because when you know how to really effectively communicate with each other, a lot of the times you won't have to second guess what the other person is getting ready to do or how that person wants it done to make it better. And I think that's we're getting to that point. Like I said, we have not mastered it, but I believe that we are in a much better place than when we first got married in the beginning stages of marriage. And so I'm grateful for that, for our communication being a lot better. And so that's definitely a great triumph.
Yeah, I think one of the main things was like our having patience with the other person, which I think goes into one of our other greatest triumphs, which was trusting the Christ in the other person. Now, if you are in your dating relationship or wanting to date, it's going to be very difficult for you to trust the Christ in someone who is not saved,
right,
or who does not believe in what you believe in. There's always going to be that wedge or that barrier, I think, there. And so if in your dating, sometimes you can pray about things and whatever you're praying about, all of a sudden he'll start to do it, or vice versa, or the Lord, Holy Spirit will confirm to you what they're doing and kind of navigate and help you and guard your heart as you are in the dating relationship. And then, of course, in marriage, keeping that going. I was very independent. I was living on my own for some time before I started dating. You know, was working, doing my thing, the cars, you know, doing my thing. And so having in the dating phase, I think, to trust that the person that I'm dating is also praying to God, also seeking the Lord concerning me and concerning their own life. I told him the other day, I knew for a fact, y'all, I knew for a fact, okay, that I could not be with someone who was like controlling and wanted to tell me what I necessarily had to do. And so Darajay, and I think the person that you're dating, depending on what you need, hey Michelle, they need to know that
what's up, Michelle?
They need to know that you can trust them and they can trust you because mm-hmm. of your relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Side note, I decided, y'all, this is a side note, then we'll go into our third triumph. But I decided, I don't know if you all watch Love is Blind on Netflix. I watch Love is Blind. Yeah. I've been watching Love is Blind since Love is Blind. Yeah. So I decided, as we're moving into our next season of our podcast, I want you to make sure you're following Find Your Heart on Instagram and Facebook, because I am going to do a commentary to Love is Blind from a Christian perspective.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to get up there and talk and keep it real from a Christian perspective. And
do I need to watch it?
Huh?
Do I need to watch it?
Yes, you should. Don't start at season one. You can start at the season we're in now, which I think is 5. We're in season 5 now.
My God.
Last season, there's 3 couples that are still together, but we're in season 5 now, and I'm behind on the episodes, but I'm going to start talking about it from a Christian perspective. So, we're going to talk about Love is Blind. Okay, so back to our greatest triumphs. Our greatest triumphs. I think our final, which we talked about this in mm-hmm. preparation, our final greatest triumph that we'll share in this setting is finances.
Mm-hmm.
Finances. Yeah. Of course, when you're dating, everything is.
I got you, Michelle. She said, "Watch it." It
yes, okay. I am. I've been watching every season. I'm getting off. I've been watching every season, but this season caught me off guard. I did not realize it was starting when it started, so I got to catch up, and then I'm gonna go live on Facebook group and stuff. Not Facebook group, Instagram and Facebook. So yes, our third greatest.
Don't apologize. You're fine.
Triumph. No, you're fine because it's exciting, right? Don't be sorry. The third greatest triumph is finances. Mm-hmm. When you're dating, everything is of course separate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have your own life. You've been doing this for a while, and you have your own bank account. And I didn't realize. Maybe it's just me. But I didn't realize the importance of when we got married, the importance of coming together
mm-hmm.
with our finances. Yeah. So it's not like I knew that we would help each other out. I didn't go in there with the mindset that this is my money, that's your money.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I did go in the mindset of, sorry, y'all, you're the man. Handle everything, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He did handle everything.
I had that mindset too, like, yes, I'm the husband.
Yes.
I'm the man, so because that's all I, you know, that's how I was raised, you know.
Yes.
So, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. But we realized, okay, we're both working. Why is everything not coming together? Why are we, at the end of the month, have only this amount, mm-hmm. but we should have more than enough? And so our greatest triumph was pulling on each other's strengths. And we're both administrators. By the time I was a little better with documenting what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we literally came together. We still had our separate accounts, but we came together with all of the money, all of our assets, you mm-hmm. know, and figured out, okay, you know, when is this bill coming out? Based off of who's getting paid, where's the best place for that
Absolutely.
To come out of? Which account is that best to come out of? Some people, they have their separate accounts and then they have a main account where they dump in money for bills. But it's been working better for us to at least know what each other is bringing in. And mm-hmm. it's our money that the Lord has blessed us with
yes.
to talk about what we want to do with it. And make sure things are always taken care of as much as possible. So, mm-hmm. And coming together on the debts, like we were engaged for 5 months,
yeah.
and honestly, if I could have done one, I think, a little something differently. It's kind of weird, but I might would have sat down and said, like, okay, well, here are my debts. What are your debts? Mm-hmm. You know, here are the current bills I have. What are your bills? Like, actually putting a budget together before saying I do. Some people may do that. I personally, that was something that I didn't even think about doing. No one told me to do.
Right.
He didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So when we got together after the first 6 months, mm-hmm. like, we were like, yeah, we need to come together. We need to come together a little right. more.
But, you know, when she actually asked about, like, our debt stuff the very first time that she asked.
I don't even know. I can't even remember.
It was actually on our way to our honeymoon. We were driving to Florida from North Carolina to Florida. And, you know, it's a long drive, so we decided to have conversations. And so this was one of her topics as we're on our way to our honeymoon. Yes, I remember. I was like, okay, this is weird, but okay, let's do it.
That's funny. I didn't even realize that. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking? Were you like, Lord, is she about to jump out the car? Talk to her about my debts?
Yes, but it's good because, I mean, honestly, we didn't. I've never had that type of conversation with anyone that I've dated. I mean, you know, I just never had that type of conversation with anyone. Oh, right. Honeymoon topics, right? For real. But it was good. I mean, I had to be open because I can be very reserved. And so whenever she brought that topic up, I was like, okay, that's what we're talking about. All right, let's talk. All right. So, it wasn't a bad conversation, but I am glad that we did have that conversation. And now we know, where to work, what, we need to work towards and which the Lord has brought us a long mm-hmm. way. Right. We have, thank God we've paid thousands of dollars in debt between the both of us, have come down from year one to now. And so, and we're looking forward to being debt free.
Yes.
Seriously, because we realize that's really important, especially when you're working in ministry and talking about having children and leaving something for them to have and not just a bunch of debt, but just having something for them to definitely have in the future as we go through this thing. So, yeah. And I also have a bonus one. I just thought
you have
about
a bonus one?
Yes.
I didn't know about this.
I didn't. It just came to me.
Okay.
Another greatest triumph, and then we can end it here if you want to, unless you have another one. But one of our greatest, I think one of our greatest triumphs is I think both of our characteristics have improved, meaning things that she does and things that I do have improved dramatically, I think, from how we used to do it when we were both single, or things that I wouldn't think I would do with her help and with her motivation and her the way that she does things. Now it has rubbed off on me, and I'm finding myself doing things that way, or wanted to do things, even stuff like this, like, I would have never done anything like this. Or so I think both of our characteristics have definitely improved. And it goes to the point of us becoming one. If you're becoming one, you will improve. There's no doubt about it. There's things in you, in the both of us, that have died off, that was supposed to die off. And so, but now those things that need to be improved with the help of the Lord have improved, and we can truly say, you know, that's one of our greatest triumphs. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. So in the dating, honeys and darlings and
right.
men folks,
that's right.
Make sure that it's somebody that you don't mind becoming one with, if that makes sense. So I do want to share that we have pinned all of the videos and topics for this particular summit at the top of the group in the featured section. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for you to look at and view.
Yes.
And we wanted you all to be the first ones to hear this year's summit particularly, we wanted to talk about our story that you can know and continue to have faith that it is possible. It doesn't matter who you are, for you to date godly and become married. So we wanted to make sure we share that story this past weeks with you. And so this will end, excuse me, this season for the Road to I Do, specifically focusing on dating. We do want you to know that the workbook for the Road to I Do is still available. It is in the comment section. Yes. You just click on it and you'll immediately have access to scriptures. You'll have access to questions that you can begin to answer and questions that you can ask the person that you're dating or interested in dating to cover things that maybe you haven't thought about. We also are excited to launch our VIP community. The link to the VIP community is in the comment section as well. There we will be having specific masterclasses on things each month. And it'll be special, like things that we're only going to do for that community, whether it's quotes. I also will be releasing 10 things that you should do in the engagement phase. We'll also be releasing different ways to find a date. Come on here.
Yes.
And so all of that is going to be in the VIP community, and we invite you to be a part of that. Finding Your Heart is moving into what I'm calling, Darajay helped me come up with the name, is the tip season. The tip season, T-I-P, tip season. And we will be... Yes, tip season, thrive in purpose. It's the thrive in purpose season. And we're going to be focusing on helping women pursue purpose, however that looks for you. So I'm super excited about connecting with you, and we'll be connecting with some other women. So we have a couple of things going on. The workbook, you can get and work on it in your own time. We also have the VIP community that we invite you to be a part of. And then the third thing is we'll be moving into our tip, thrive in purpose season. Because just as much as we want you to be effective in your godly dating and, of course, ultimately marriage, we really, really want you to be effective in your purpose and what God has called you to do. How to move from the places of being unstuck to thriving into the you that you're supposed to be. So, yes. I love that comment. You need to find somebody first.
Yes.
I agree that when you find someone, that person finds you, that you're also prepared. You're prepared and ready to move into engagement, because dating doesn't have to take a long time, and engagement doesn't have to take a long time when two people know exactly what they want, they're prepared, and they're ready. So join the VIP community.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us live, and thank you for watching the replay. Yes. We are so excited about your life, what God is doing, and if you're not following us on Facebook or Instagram, please make sure you follow us, as well as follow the Finding Your Heart podcast.
Yes, so, and invite someone. Tell someone about this community. If this is being a blessing to you, tell someone about it and invite them to be a part so that they can also join you on the Road to I Do. So.
Absolutely. The best time to prepare is while you're waiting. So we love y'all so much. Happy Saturday. Enjoy your Sunday. And until next time, be blessed. Bye. Bye.